Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Adam. It was hot. This was back when I was in my 20s, right? This was like this leather party that I went to and everything. It was really hot. It was pretty hot.
I've had a lot of sex in my life.
I was on the inside of the box, by the way.
I'm going to say.
Just in case you were curious. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad I know that information now. I've had a little bit of sex.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by Lack of Preparation. When you need to do a podcast and, you come up with some grand idea to have some kind of production element and you don't want to follow through with it, then you need... So I don't even remember what the fuck I just said. That's probably why you should go to idontrememberwhatthefuckijustsaid.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a fucked up discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined... from the non-multitasking state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Long time no talk to.
I know. I feel like I haven't... my levels are just pegged all across the damn spectrum here. I feel like I haven't seen you or talked to you in a long, long time.
I know. Here I am.
And here you are. You're very quiet, but you look great.
You have me under... Oh, I'm very quiet?
That's all right. You're fine. I boosted it over here. But you look great, Adam. You look well-rested and tanned, as if you had just gone on a massive vacation.
Yeah, I did.
Perhaps gotten a workout in the ABC studios.
There was a bit of a workout, but before we get into any of that, we have something we need to do. welcome back, listeners, to the normal DI Plus.
There's nothing normal about this.
It's both of us now.
It is. It is both Adam and I. We are back.
Told something.
What?
By someone. I don't even remember who said this.
Yes.
And it was probably only one person, and probably no one else thinks this.
Okay.
But what I was told is that there's a chemistry between you and I. And that when one of us is gone, they miss that chemistry. That like all the guest co-hosts that we have are great. But
yeah, no, I would agree with
something.
That. I would agree with that. It's kind of like I'm bleach and you're ammonia, and when mixed together, we make a lovely deadly mustard
deadly
gas
cocktail.
Yeah, deadly mustard gas that you should never inhale. It's really bad. There you go. Oh, look at there, Auntie Vera Charles. Typed that at the same time that I was saying that. So get out of my head, Auntie Vera Charles. Anyway, you know what, Adam? It is 9:19 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that of course can only mean one thing: that we are streaming live on Pride48.com and joined by the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Blind Guy Jay. Cyclone, Daenerys Gravitas, who apparently likes Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. Infected Penis Head, mm-hmm. that sounds like something you should get checked out, mm-hmm. Minion 51.
Excellent.
Those are that is our chat room this evening.
That's excellent. Well, thank you to everyone who's there in the chat room. We do appreciate it. We haven't done this in a while. I would like to sincerely thank Mr. Joe Batance for filling in for me the first week that I couldn't do it when I was in Wisconsin. Actually, I was in Wisconsin. I was going to say, I think I was in Chicago, but I wasn't. I was in Chicago the day before. But no, I was in Wisconsin when I couldn't do DI Plus. So thank you, Joe Batance, for filling in. I listened in the car because I was actually driving back from Chicago. So I listened in the car,
yep.
And then later I think I joined the after show from the hotel room there.
You did.
I would also like to thank Christina from Greetings from Nowhere for filling in for you last week when you were off on a fabulous Los Angeles vacation.
I'll tell you about Sunday. But there are multiple days before Sunday. So I split this up into three parts, ladies
three,
and gentlemen.
Three parts of Adam's thing. Also, I would like to thank Moose P for giving us the previously on this evening. And also Zombie Girl TJ, who I played last week, and I forgot to thank her for that. I'm so bad at thank you for that. However, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of previouslys. We have now gone through all of the previouslys. So if you wanted to get yours in, send us a simple recording of yourself saying previously on DI+. And you can get that to us in any way that you can get things to us. So you can get it to us.
Email contact at pride48.com.
You can email, contact at
what's our
contact at dubiousintent.com. Yes. However, contact at pride48 will still get to me. So it doesn't matter. Just however you want to send it, it's fine. You can even call our voicemail line if you really want to. There you go.
Rebranding our show. This is Pride 48 Pride Plus.
Right. So I just want to say, Adam, I'm very excited that you're back. I'm dying to hear about your LA vacation. So let's start with LA part one. Adam, go ahead and tell us about it.
Now, if the phone is going to ring, get that out of the way now.
Hold on here just a second. Let's see. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Actually, Cruiser for the
All right, yeah, no, that one doesn't count.
Apparently, there's some thing that I didn't that was discussed last week that I didn't. But anyway.
No, apparently, RT Cruiser called in a bunch of times and colluded with Christina and said, just approve them, just because he'll ask you if I should get it or not. So just go ahead and give it to me. Yeah, at the same time, when I was in Chicago visiting Tom and Terry, Tom said that he would add money to the pot if I were to just hang up as soon as I heard it was RT Cruiser. Right. So I am fulfilling two
just
things.
Just for this one episode or forever?
I don't know. Like, I'm going to hold him to it. I need a big fat check written by Tom now. There you go, Tom. That was one. So should he call again and I do it, then let's say, how much should we charge Tom to do this? Because we normally, we add $2 to the pot.
We add $2, yeah.
So to make this worth our while, he should add $5 to the pot. So that was $5 that you need to add to the pot there, Tom. All right, Adam, I'm ready now for you to go ahead and talk about your trip to L.A.
Well, I have this feeling that...
Hold on a second. Let me just tick this real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to Archie Cruiser for this.
All right, go ahead.
I do want to point out that if I were to know what the calls were beforehand, I believe all of them were legitimate calls, but it's fine. You can do that.
$10 now. $10 there. I should let him at least say who he's calling about, because now I could just be playing the same recording over and over. I'm not, by the way, playing the same recording over and over.
Well, I can tell you.
Hold on. Let's see who this is. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Home. Hot chocolate lead singer.
There we go.
I think you're doing those out of order.
I'm doing straight down the row here. Straight down the row.
Who was that?
So the first one that I hung up on was Betsy von Furstenberg, then Ellen Dowell, and now I just hung up on Errol Brown.
Well, you missed a couple.
I did not. What list are you? Oh.
But it's okay. It's all right. All right, so are we just going to get them all out of the way on the
story? Hold on just a second.
Yeah, hi guys, Archie Cruiser for Celebrity Death Note again. Soul singer, Ben E. King.
All right, there you go. So,
all right.
Do that one.
So, we went to L.A., and, oh, shoot.
What is that? That's not me. Now, all the complaining that you make about me playing the death phone noise to interrupt your stories and everything, and now you are betrayed by your own technology. Some device somewhere in your massive part of the studio there is making noise.
It wasn't even hooked into the mixer. It was just so loud that it was going over the microphone. Okay, so we went to L.A., Mark and I, and we were going partially to see Joe Batanz and hang out with Joe Batanz. So he was so cool and was able to pull strings and get us VIP passes to the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Now, we found this out on the after show of DI+. He announced that. He made you call Mittens into the room where you guys both stony-faced stared at him and did not react to the exciting news that you were in the VIP section of going. Now, did he actually keep his word?
He did. So
you went to the VIP section.
The first day, which was Thursday, we met up with Joe for breakfast, and then we went to...
Now, were they breakfast tacos?
No, we just went to this place called the Nickel Diner.
The Nickel Diner.
There were chairs, and we had breakfast.
Great. Had breakfast at the Nickel Diner.
But then we
did they have apple fritters there?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Although I had something that I've never had before. I had a cucumber soda, because I don't there are some restaurants out there that are kind of more hippie, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of having like regular like Coke products or Pepsi products or something, they have artisan, and I'm making air quotes here.
Or maybe just locally sourced things. Like maybe there's some independent soda maker there that they wanted to feature. Yeah.
So I had a cucumber soda, and let me just tell you, it tasted like perfume, carbonated perfume.
Okay.
So I had that, and then we went to
by the way, we have a native LA person in the chat room saying that cucumber soda is good. That would be Nico, who snuck in after we did roll call. But yeah, Nico says that cucumber soda is delicious.
It tasted like drinking carbonated perfume. That's all I'm gonna say. But anyway, so we went to a Warner Brothers studio tour. Mm-hmm. I felt that the tour guide was very hot.
Yes. Now, when you say that I felt that the tour goes, it would imply that other people in your party did not agree with you.
So Joe and Mark felt like he had no fashion sense. And for some reason, the fact that the guy didn't have good fashion sense led them to believe that this was not a hot or attractive guy. At least, now Joe will probably correct me on this when he listens. Maybe they were just saying, because I also thought the guy was gay. But I believe that I thought he was cute, but it may have been that they didn't think he was gay because he wasn't wearing perfectly matched. It was a uniform. I mean, anyway, so we did that. We saw all the facades of different buildings that had been in, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard. And, you know, the funny thing about Warner Brothers is they're not really currently recording a lot of shows there at their studio there in Hollywood that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't watch a lot of sitcoms. So, like, they have Mom, you know,
Mama's
and they have
Mama's Family.
They don't have Mama's Family. They have Mom. They have the Big Bang Theory.
By the way, the Nickel Diner is known for their bacon maple donuts.
Yeah, we didn't have a donut. Joe didn't tell us. He just said, "Oh, you know, here's three options for breakfast," and we chose one. But anyway, we did have some kind of
Andy Vera Charles would like to know: did you go to the lot or to the ranch?
I think it was the lot. It's the Warner Brothers studio. It's like all the big buildings where they have the sound stages and they have the the big Warner Brothers water tower and they have all that. I think that's probably the lot.
Okay.
He tells us, interesting thing about Warner Brothers is that we film everywhere. When they first developed the Warner Brothers, blah, 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 Mr. Warner said that everything had to be used in recording. So, like, he's like, this parking lot over here was a beach scene for such and such movie. We trucked in sand, you know, or whatever.
Now, isn't Gilligan's Island, isn't the lagoon from Gilligan's Island there somewhere on the...
He didn't tell us that. They have an old set from Friends. Mm-hmm. So Mark and I got our picture taken.
I did see that. I did see you sitting on the set of Friends on Facebook. Yes. That is the only picture that I saw from your LA trip.
I didn't post anything on Facebook. Anything you would have seen would have been...
Our resident movie star says that is the lot. You were on the lot.
Yeah. So anyway, it was very hot outside. Apparently it's difficult to get into the prop warehouse.
Yes.
We got into the prop warehouse and saw all the props that they rent. It was very hot, though, and there was no air conditioning anywhere. We were mostly outside, and we went into the Big Bang Theory soundstage, which was cool, but they had finished recording for the season, so everything was covered. But we sat in they have bleachers there because they have live audiences.
And the show was recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah. What we were informed was...
We have bleachers here, like in the Pride 48 studio. That's why our chat room sits over there on the bleachers.
What they informed us was, if you go for a sitcom recording, that you will be there for 7 or 8 hours for a 30-minute sitcom.
Wow.
Or it could be up to anywhere from 5 to 8, I believe is what it was. And they said,
that's
if it goes
insane.
That long, they'll, huh?
That's insane.
Yeah. And they said the reason, one of the reasons that procedurals don't have usually have audiences
because it would be really fucking boring.
Well, that and they, the procedurals are single camera because they can't get the camera in any of the other shots. And so every scene is recorded. They said for like an 8 hour shoot or something, they get like, it seemed like seconds worth of actual film.
Yes.
But that couldn't, it couldn't be that low because they said it takes about 8 days to shoot one episode of something. But anyway, so they do a 30 minutes.
Yeah, because if you think about it, right, you see this, all you love procedural, so you see this all the time. They're sitting in a restaurant. They're having a conversation in a booth in a restaurant, right? And if you watch when they switch between the angles, the sometimes the levels of the liquid on the table will drop and fall because they have been filmed at different times. So it's like they set up and do it from the one angle and they sit, shoot the entire scene from the one angle and then they break everything down and then they relight it for the second angle and then they go and they set it. And
right.
They fill. But in the meantime, somebody drinks some of the water on the table or they move the sugar packets on the table or they do something. And there's someone who's responsible that called the continuity director.
Yep.
And they all suck.
I think I'd be a good continuity person. I think I'm pretty, I have attention to detail. But anyway, the thing I notice now is when they have, a lot of times when they have over the shoulder shots on movies or TV shows or whatever, mm-hmm. those are notorious for being overdubbed. And I now notice the difference in sound between a live, what's the live recording and what's an overdub. At least sometimes I recognize that and it bothers me.
I'm always hypersensitive to that. Like I can hear when people edit their podcasts and stuff, I'll hear like an edit point or something that most people wouldn't hear, but I'll just like, it'll drive me nuts.
The longer I've been doing podcasting, the more I hear that stuff. So we did that. That was fantastic. It was a little bit hot, and I think Joe almost passed out at one point because he was dealing with a cold.
So you took Joe Batanz, a sick individual, someone who was sick, and you made him walk around in the LA heat.
Well, I told him
at a studio
times.
Lot that he's been to 100 times before. It was nothing new for him.
He's never done a tour of that, I don't think.
Wow.
But I told him several times that he did not have to join us. I felt really bad that he was ill, but he wanted to.
Did you offer to get him a hover round or some kind of a
of
lark
course.
Or some kind of motorized assistance that hold that thought right there. We're right in the Warner Brothers lot. I don't want you to lose your place there, so you just go ahead and...
Got it.
Yeah, hi guys, Auntie Cruises for the Celebrity Death Home. Singer, Jack Eli.
All right, great. So go ahead.
All right, so anyway, that was great, and I thought the tour guide was hot, so, you know, enjoyed it all around.
Blind Guy Jay points out in the chat room, you could have bought Joe a cucumber water. You could have offered him... your cucumber soda.
Well, he had some kind of beverage at breakfast.
It would have been cool and refreshing on that hot studio tour.
Right. So we get in line for Ellen, which it's not really a line. We had a special roped off VIP area.
In the sun.
So we didn't have to get in line, but it's funny though. It's not funny, but I mean, it's in the lower level of a parking garage mm-hmm. where they first have you. So they have TV monitors. So they're showing form like previous Ellen episodes.
Previously.
They have
on Ellen.
Right. They have a little concession area. Uh-huh. So like, if you're hungry,
do they sell cucumber water at the concession area?
I didn't look. Wow. I don't know. They just had bags of chips and some kind of drinks. But anyway, so we go there and we sign up or we pre-register early and we get our little placards that say we're VIP people. And eventually they line us up, take us over first. We go through the security, which is metal detectors, and if you have a bag, they search through it and all that. But anyway. So then they take us into the riffraff room, which is the Ellen shop.
The riffraff room.
And that's what she calls it. It's where people who can't get into the actual studio are seated.
Ah.
And it's also where her shop is, where she sells her Ellen underwear and, you know, all of that stuff. So we get a chance to look around the shop before anyone else gets in, you know, before the standby people.
Oh, so you got exclusive VIP shopping
right.
at the Ellen merchandise store.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Wow.
It is
owned by Disney, isn't it? Because that is such a Disney thing to do. It's like, exit this way. Here, come wait in the gift shop over here. It's an exclusive VIP area. Let's get stand at the gift. It was manned, right? There was someone at the cash register, right? You could have bought things. And okay, great.
Yeah. They opened it.
It's very
so
Disney.
When we first got in there, there wasn't. But within 5 minutes, they had someone there at the cash register. Actually, if you watch Ellen, they have an intern named Ari, and he was manning the cash register. Anyone who watches the show will know who that is. Anyway, so then they say, okay, time for the VIP people to go in. So we go up these stairs, and they have these people, Ellen employees, at the top of the stairs. And it's our first kind of shot of the studio. Mm-hmm. Looks exactly. Someone told me,
Wait, are you going to tell me now that the studio looks exactly like it does on TV?
Yes.
Would you expect it not to look
Well, because Joey said, here's what Joey said. Joey said that it would be much smaller than it appears on television. And I didn't think so. I thought it looked the same size. But anyway, so.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you were talking about, let's say, I'm going to go back up in the chat room here a little bit. So Nico says, I watched a sitcom taping once for The Facts of Life. It was a very, very long time. So if you were, like, let's say, looking at a sitcom like The Big Bang Theory or something like that, right? And you were to walk and sit on those bleachers, then yes, the sets would probably look smaller in real life than you perceive them to be on the television show, because they're supposed to represent somebody's apartment and there's doors going off into somewhere that probably just goes off into nowhere. But right. And so blah, blah, blah. But this is the Ellen show. There's camera. She constantly shows the audience. She shows the entire studio all the time. So there's no possible way it could not look exactly like it does on TV, because it's the kind of show that you're always seeing all of. It's like The Tonight Show. You always see all of the studio. They have shots everywhere from all. So it's like, it's going, of course, it's going to look exactly like it's going to look on there. I'm just saying. But that's what it was. Hold on just a second, Adam. You know, I didn't have access to the phone last week, so I'm a little bit behind here. So I have to just let me just get rid of this one here real quick. I mean, let me just answer this one. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Gene Nidditch.
All right, great.
So they have Ellen employees stationed at the top of the stairs. And they're directing us to where we're sitting. And we were in we were probably the second row, maybe the third row on the, never know whether it's stage left or stage right, but it's, if you're facing the stage, it's your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the stage, it's your right hand. So I don't know which that is, but it's where her DJ stands. Anyway, but they're very specific with the seating. Like, they're like, okay, you sit there, you sit there. They're like, it looks like they're putting women all on the chairs right next to the row. So very strategic. It looks like it's very strategic.
Yes.
Seating.
Very strategery in the seating.
Yeah, this becomes important later, but okay. But anyway, it looks like they're very strategic with their seating, and an aside. There was this old guy in the row in front of us.
Was it Auntie Vera Charles?
No. Oh. With a bow tie, who I swear to you was the guy in the H&R Block commercials.
Okay.
Have you seen the guy in the H&R Block commercials?
Ben Stein? Or no,
Ben Stein. Okay. The guy in the recent H&R Block commercials, the last couple of years. Someone was taking a selfie with him. We did not ask him, are you the guy in the H&R Block commercials? But I think it was.
Now, would it?
The older guy with the bow tie.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at his image right here. I could probably tell you who it is. Let's see. I'm going to tell you who it is. It's Richard Gartland.
Okay. Well, I didn't ask his name or anything. He looked like the H&R Block guy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so one thing is, so then the warm-up guy comes out. They seat all the standby people, whatever, whatever. The warm-up guy comes out. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You are dancing for a solid 20 to 30 minutes before the show starts.
Dancing.
They want you to stand up. They put on all this music and they want you to dance.
What kind of music do they put on for the
It's today. It's today. Pop music.
It's today's. It's here. Like, it's now. It's like
an FM
fresh
station where they said hits of today or whatever. You know, I mean, it'd be like. I don't know, Ariana Grande or Miley Cyrus or Beyonce, anybody from today. So they're having us dance. This guy's like going through, okay, you know, this is.
All right, everyone, let's all get up now. Let's all get up. Here we go.
We danced to that song.
On, here we go. Everybody get up. Put your hands in the air. Now, come on, everyone in chat room. Yeah, chat room. Get up. All right, come on.
I'm having flashbacks.
Everyone get up. No. You, fat person sitting down right there. Get up, get up. This is the Ellen show, God damn it. You're not allowed to sit there.
You know, poor Joe. He's sick.
So this is Joe Batanz, who was sick, I might add. Sicker than a dog.
Standing up dancing.
He didn't even do the RuPaul Drag Race recap that week because he was sick. And yeah. So he goes and he's sick. You drag him around in the 105 degree heat without even offering him some cucumber water. And yeah. Now you're making him do aerobics for a half hour.
Yeah. So I have to speed this up because I have a lot more to talk about. So we do that. He has the dance. He has a bunch of dance competitions with a bunch of cute people. You know, people. They were volunteers, but everyone who volunteered was cute. They go up to the front and they like dance with each other. And later, Ellen might use that on a different show. Mm-hmm. And then he tells us when to clap and all that. And then they start doing that. But I'm so tired by the time Ellen comes out because we've been dancing. I'm like, my underarms are sweating. It's like, and Ellen comes out and they shoot everything live to tape. So the segments, for the most part, are in order.
I doubt that anyone uses tape anymore. It's probably digital.
But that's what they call it.
Okay.
It means it's recorded as exactly as it's going to be on TV. But they're not.
All right, come on, everyone. Come on. Stand up now. Here we go. Woo.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
Give it to me. I'm worth it.
Woo.
Baby, I'm worth it.
Woo.
Yeah, so then the song comes on.
I'm trying to get myself a job on the Ellen Show.
That's about what you have to do. So they tell you how they want you to clap and all that kind of stuff and whatever, whatever. And then Twitch comes out. He does a little dance for the audience and then goes to his thing. And then they say, okay, showtime, you know, whatever. And then they want you to, oh my God, though, the thing is, they really want you to have energy. I mean, this guy's there like, you know, when it's time to clap, he's like, you know, asking for more, 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 you know, like.
And you foolishly like are giving it to him.
Yes, we're like hollering by the end of the, and Melissa Rivers was one of the guests. She sucked. I don't even know why she's famous. But she wrote some book about her mom's dead.
Which I think is really fast. That's just like, that's.
Yeah, she was like, ready. That thing was.
Hold that thought. Just one second. Hold that thought. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Maria Elena.
All right, great.
So it was really good though. I mean, Sofia Vergara was the other guest, and I love her. She was really funny. Enjoyed her segments. And Ellen, there was this really like model cute guy, and of course, Ellen was showing Facebook. Sometimes she shows weird. Strange Facebook pictures of audience members that they have gone out and done research on. Like, I don't know, while the audience is standing in.
Did they show yours?
Or, no. So they show a video of him singing in his mirror, basically naked.
Oh, nice.
Perfect body.
Yes.
And of course, they set him right in the middle, like right center stage. You know,
yes.
He won an iPad for her show and his thing and whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. He was also in the dance competition at the beginning, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fine. So he's an actor wannabe person. He was there with his boyfriend, whatever. I hate him.
Could have been his agent.
So,
Could have been his agent.
I think it was his boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it was great. We had a really good time, but I will tell you, you are hoarse and really tired by the end. Ellen looks exactly like she does on TV, of course. And it was, we had a really good time. So then Friday.
Oh, that's not a very good one.
No, and I want to once again thank Joe.
That's not very good.
Because we got really good seats.
Sorry.
But I do want to say one thing. So we watched it because that episode came out last Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's already been on.
It was already on.
It's already been on.
And Mark and I were on camera for maybe a second.
So?
At the very beginning.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. We're both obsessing now. We are both obsessing because let me tell you, they strategically place people, Daniel. I know they do. So now what we're thinking is, did they put us in the ugly section? Like, because there's the whole other side of the audience. They have this swing arm that comes down over the audience.
Uh-huh.
And that side of the audience gets shown like all the time. Right?
So you believe that perhaps you were put on the ugly side?
I think we were. I mean, we literally, we're both obsessed about this now.
That's crazy. All right, let me just do this real quick here.
Yeah, hi guys, Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. A bit close to home, this one.
All right, great.
You know, I don't think that I'm going to be put in the pretty section. Especially anymore. You know, I'm older now and I've gained some weight and whatever. But literally, I mean, everyone else in that audience was shown more than Mark and I. I mean, I'm just saying. And they strategically placed us. That's all I'm saying.
Strategically. Now, Gravius says that he has already deleted that episode.
So yeah, well, we've got it saved if you want to see it, Gravius. But there now, luckily, my head was... They almost got a shot of my bald head, but luckily, it's covered by someone else's shoulder, so I'm good on that front.
But you said you were only there for a second, so okay, you must have been there.
It was two different shots of us, and together they were probably a second, because literally, whoosh, just sweep by us.
Now, you know, I went to, as a child, not as a child, I was a young adult, but I went to a filming of the David Copperfield show in Tampa, Florida that was going to be used as his television, well, it was used for his television special. So, you know, he was filming there at the Performing Arts Center for three nights, and they used that footage for his special. And because I was wearing a tie, because I was on a date, they came over to me earlier. The one of the guys, you know, stagehand people, like, came over and said, can we give you a different tie? Would you agree to do that? And then at some point during the show, David's going to single you out and basically borrow your tie to do a trick. And if you agree to do this, we will we'll give you the tie to wear, but then you can come backstage and meet David and get an autograph and blah, blah,
okay.
Blah.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't, because I was on a date and I was just kind of nervous, and I wasn't out to everyone at that point in time. I wasn't out to everyone at that time. I was like, I was like maybe 19 or 20. So I wasn't really out, and I was on a date with a guy, and it was just kind of like,
Well, it was a wonderful Ellen experience, but I'm not that I expected to be on TV a bunch, but it's all I can think about. Like, now I don't even want to watch Ellen episode.
Because I want to know, and so this is what I want from you by next week. What I want from you is I want you to draw a diagram of the Ellen studio and identify where the ugly section is. And then to test out your theory here, we can have other listeners go to the Ellen show tapings and see if they get sat in the ugly section or not.
Well, you're implying that all of our listeners are ugly.
No, I said we'll see if they get sat there or not, right?
Okay. Well, anyway, it's over by Twitch. It's over on that side of the stage where she does her monologue, and we were almost all the way against the wall, and anyway.
And that was the VIP section?
No. There's no VIP section. You just get the first seats that they give out, so you're first in line. But
so VIP, you could have sat anywhere?
Anywhere that they told us to sit. When you're in line, when you get up to the front, they say, okay, you two go over there, and there'll be a person down at the thing, and they say, okay, go on this row and take those two seats. You do not get to choose at all. They tell you the exact seats they want you to sit in. And like, they put a couple on the aisle, but made sure that the woman sat on the aisle seat and the man sat on the seat inside.
Yeah.
Every person strategically sat in various seats. They told each person as they walked in where they wanted them to sit.
But that makes sense, right? I mean, it's a television show.
But I'm saying then that must be...
Did you have instructions? Did you have instructions ahead of time that told you not to wear logos and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you
But
you didn't
I'm
have...
saying they... No, didn't wear a logo, didn't wear a hat, unfortunately, but didn't wear anything like that. But I'm just saying that they must have a... They go, you know,
or
these
or it
people
could just
are less
be,
attractive.
Or it could simply be a matter of color. They don't want to have like three orange shirts in a row because that's going to pull focus on the camera. It's like, so they want to like make sure that this person is sitting there because the color block is going to look right for the person behind them. It's like there could be 100 different reasons. I don't honestly think that she is stocking her audience with just attractive people.
I'm telling you, Daniel.
Kind of like when the president goes fishing and he always catches something because the Secret Service was out there the day before, like stocking the lake with new fish and stuff. Like, I don't really think that Ellen goes through all of that. Yeah, I could be wrong. I could absolutely be wrong. I'm not really sure. Let's take this phone call though, because we have to get this here.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Crime and mystery writer.
Right.
So that was Ellen. If anybody wants to see it, we have it on our DVR. You'll have to come here because I don't really have a good way to get it on the computer at the moment. Mm-hmm. If you want to look on Netflix or wherever they put Ellen shows, it's the one with Sofia Vergara and Melissa Rivers.
So Auntie Vera Charles is saying in the chat room, and I'm going to fill in words into his mouth. Fill words into his mouth because he has two sentences. The sentence was VIPs want privacy. They are industry people, etc. So it could very well be that because you were given your seats by the ABC people that Joe Batanz got his tickets from, which was some ABC uppity up, right?
Yep.
It could be that those seats often aren't on camera very often because they may be people that don't want to be on camera.
Maybe, but I'm telling you, Daniel, if you the VIPs all sat on the front two to three rows, and if you look back at that episode, the other side of the stage,
now,
even
if
the
you
front
looked,
two rows,
it, now,
got
the,
more
were
camera
the people
time.
Were the people sitting next to you ugly?
I don't remember. No, not entirely.
Hold on.
Yeah, hi guys. RC Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Very sad one, this. Tom.
There you go. So, by the way, Tom, Tom, that is all of the RT Cruiser ones. That is $50, I believe.
So I have to move on, though, because I have more. So anyway, you guys can email or whatever what you think about the ugly section. But I just have. So day two.
Oh, wait, we're already on day two?
We are. So day two.
I'm behind here. Hold on just a second. I gotta grab this phone. It won't take long. Hold on.
Hey, Dubious Intent. This is for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Nico.
Hi, Nico.
Apparently, Grace Lee Whitney, that would be who would be better known as Janice Rand from Star Trek, has died. She's died at 85.
85.
So, that's sad.
It is sad.
So, anyway, goodbye.
You know, yeah, absolutely. First of all, yes, the Ensign Rand. Was it Ensign
yes.
Rand? Yes, from Star
Yeoman.
Trek. Yeoman, that's what it was. Yeoman Rand from Star Trek.
yeah.
But Cyclone brings up in the chat room a very valid point. Perhaps you didn't buy enough in the gift shop. Had you bought more merchandise in the gift shop, you might have had more
Maybe.
Camera time.
But I think we've run this one to in the ground. I'm just saying I felt that our screen time was less than other audience members' screen time. And I know they strategically sit people. That's all I'm saying.
All
so
right,
next topic. So we went to the second day we did a bunch of Hollywood. We went to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We did Grauman's, or it's not Grauman's anymore. It's TCL or whatever, the theater.
Formerly known as the Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Right. We did some of that stuff. And then we went to Venice Beach and we walked around. Although Mark wasn't prepared for a beach that day for some reason. Like, I told him a million times we were going to a beach, and for some reason he wasn't prepared for that. So he didn't wear the right shoes. So we walked along the beach, but he was getting sand in his shoes.
Why didn't he just take his shoes off then?
I don't know. But the cool thing that we got to do is Joe also got us into the Magic Castle, which I know you've done before.
I have been with Nico, friend of the show, Nico Martinez, and I have been abandoned at the Magic Castle before. So here's my question for you. How long were you there before you were abandoned?
I wasn't. Joe stayed the entire time.
Wow.
We went in. We were not able to get dinner because we had a flight situation that I didn't mention where we barely to get there Wednesday night, and I thought that either we weren't going to make it or our luggage wasn't going to make it, and you have to wear a suit. So we were originally going to go to the Magic Castle Thursday night, but because our flight was delayed so long and we had to switch flights and I didn't know. I thought either Mark and I or our suits may not be there Thursday
yes.
night. So he had to make a decision because you have to cancel 24 hours in advance.
Right.
So we canceled the dinner. We went Friday. So we didn't have a dinner, but we wanted to see the stage show. So we just got in line early because they have room for standby sort of for the stage show. And that was good. It was kind of a comedic, you know, German, you know, magicians. It was like five different guys and it was kind of a comedic show. And then we did a bunch
of... So there are five German guys doing a comedy show.
It was four or five. It was
four
comedy
five,
magic.
Six or seven.
Yeah. It was comedy magic.
Yes.
And nothing specific to say, but I thought it was really good. It was enjoyable. And then we went to a guy who was really good. It was German week at the Magic Castle.
Apparently, you had five or six German people.
So
there.
We went to one of the close-up rooms. And,
you will sit down and you will enjoy the magic.
Yeah, and we were waiting for that to begin, and we were standing outside or sitting outside waiting to go into this room, and there was this girl there who had befriended Joe and was talking, chatting with us, you know, whatever, and she had a guy there. It was kind of funny because so either Joe or Mark or somebody asked her, she's like, so you two are dating, huh? And she's like, not really. But this guy had traveled for, he had like flown to see her in LA. So he's like, oh, really? We're not? So it was really awkward. But she had had a little bit too much to drink and she was holding red wine. Mark and I had literally just bought our Calvin Klein suits.
Oh, dear God. Right? Calvin Klein suits.
Yeah, so we had just bought our suits Calvin Klein suits.
Mr. Calvin Klein sat down behind a sewing machine himself, and pieced together.
Look, there are much more expensive suits out there, but we're middle class, let's face it. And, you know, we're not buying thousands of dollar suits, but, you know, they're Calvin Klein. They're not bad. And she is a little bit drunk, and she waves her arm around one time too many and spills red wine all over Mark's pants.
Yes.
So drama ensues. She's like going to the bar trying to get club soda. Mark is like rubbing his pants like for an hour with club soda trying to get the red wine out. So we didn't really like her that much after that, but she was
really?
Very apologetic at least. But we go into the
Wait. I don't get that.
Well, we didn't hate her, but I mean
wait. Stop, Adam. Stop. This
Yes.
In case you're unaware, it's 2015. I don't know if you knew that or not. This is the year 2015. Welcome to it. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
There's you can just take the pants to the cleaners the next day and they will get out the stain. It's like red wine is Calvin Klein was it a white cherry
like
cloth suit?
Like a grayish.
It was probably wool, right? No. It was probably wool and silk.
I didn't look at the tag.
Red wine is not going to.
Anyway, she was very awkward and saying awkward things and spilling wine and everything. So
it's a piece of clothing.
Yeah,
it is anyway, so not worth getting.
The close up show. The close up show was a card trick show. Fantastic. I can't explain all of the tricks here, but
you shouldn't explain the tricks.
Really good. No, I mean what he did. I won't go into detail and bore people. But it was really good.
Too late. All right, let's go ahead and grab this phone call here. Yes. Hello.
Hello. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Bacon.
Yes.
And well, Jane Meadows died, but she probably hasn't done anything important lately, so
she's dead.
Probably just disregard this call. I have no idea who she even is, but anyway, she's dead. And it's Kathy. I'm calling the Celebrity Death Watch phone line, and I'm reporting that Jane Meadows is dead. And I'm probably going to go and cry now. So she was 95 years old, but I'm sure she hasn't done anything for 40 years. So. Oh, my God, Joe Batance, you're so funny. Oh, yeah. All right, well, goodbye.
Great.
I don't know who that is, but it sounds like a very famous name.
Oh, no, Jane Meadows was married to Steve Allen, and she was Audrey Meadows' sister. But yes, she was also
Audrey Meadows.
She was also an actress.
What was Audrey Meadows in?
Nothing important.
It was a show that I watched that I liked.
The Honeymooners, maybe?
Oh, yeah, the Honeymooners. That was it.
Okay, great. So there you go. So congratulations.
Right.
Are you writing these down? Because, you know, there was that
kerfuffle
at the beginning of the show, but I just wanted to.
So.
Which we should expect a check from Tom for 50 bucks now. 50 bucks because we nixed 10 of those suckers. So
I'm going to speed this up. So then we went to.
Why are you. Is there a show coming on after us or something?
No,
are you just concerned?
I get told that my stories are boring, so I don't want to. But there was a lot. So,
you know, but Adam, your stories are boring whether they're short or long. It really doesn't matter. No, you're fine. We're hearing this great story. You're doing fine, Adam. You're doing fine.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, I on the other hand, I have heard alternate versions of these stories. So some of the details may differ.
No, there are no alternate versions of any of
one way
stories.
Or the other. Is exactly how much wine might have actually spilled on the pants or, you know.
Oh, really? Like, you heard that?
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I exaggerate things, but there were several spots on his pants that had wine on them. But anyway, I do have to mention this one thing, which, you know, the trick, now that I think about it, is probably really easily explained. But at the time,
yes,
I was really fascinated by it.
Now, this surprises me, Adam, because I showed you one of my new tricks.
I love magic.
I showed you one of my new tricks, and you were completely nonplussed by it.
I was doing that on purpose, because you wanted me to be plussed. So I wasn't going to fall into your
trap. I showed that same trick to Auntie Vera Charles. And she was impressed.
Well, there you go. So you know how they pick random people from the audience and you're always wondering, are these people really random?
Or are they just sitting in the ugly section?
Did they plant them? Yes, exactly.
Right, yes.
So he did this thing. It was a mentalist is what they were calling it. And he did this thing where he threw this foam thing into the audience and yada, yada. It bounced around and it landed in my lap, basically.
Now, did it stain your pants at all?
No, it did not.
Did he go and get you club soda?
He didn't because it didn't stain my pants. So I got it. And the trick he was doing is he was going to guess your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So he hands me an astrology book.
Yes.
And he says, hey, I want you to go to your birthday and I want you to read what it says about you.
Yes.
And he says, while you do that, I'm going to read your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, based on, you know, what you're reading, I'm going to guess.
Yes.
And obviously I know that's not what he's doing. But anyway, so I'm like reading, I'm a slow reader. And he's like making faces, you know, and he's writing on this big piece of poster board, you know, mm-hmm. he's like, oh, really interesting. You know, mm-hmm. and he's writing some more and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I finish reading, and I close the book. And then, so then he says, okay, I'm getting that your birthday, and obviously you guys know me. I am a random. I've never talked to this guy before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, mm-hmm. "I'm guessing. I'm getting August."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Wow, yes, my birthday is
you
in August."
You just read the astrological reading for the people who were born in August, so of course there's only 12 possible months there. It'd be easy enough for him to.
Yeah, but I'm sitting way back in the audience, away from him. He doesn't know.
Oh, you're not reading it out loud.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm reading it to myself. I'm opening the book in my lap and reading this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not showing it to the audience or
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, okay, I'm getting, you know, a day. I'm thinking maybe the 18th, but it might be the, you know, it might be a different day. He's like, I think I'm wrong, but I'm going to say, is it the 18th? And I'm like, no, it's not the 18th. And he's like, and then he turns around the poster board
mm-hmm.
and there on the poster board, it says August 17th.
Wow.
I can't remember if it said the year or not. I can't remember. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But I was amazed. Well, later someone I was talking to said, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this on the show because Joel will get mad. But someone told me.
If you're going to give away this trick, Adam Burns, then you just shut your mouth right there.
Yeah, I'm not. But I was really amazed at the time. Like, I knew he wasn't reading my mind for real, but I was really amazed. Like, how did he do that? Someone later told me how it might have been done.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish they hadn't have because I really enjoyed that trick, especially since I was the center stage person.
Right, you were the stooge. You were the center stooge, as it were.
I wonder if Joe knew the guy and was like, hey, pick my friend.
Hey, this is Graffitas. I'm calling the Celebrity Death Phone to announce that Terry Nigel, who played King Arthur in the 1981 movie as King Arthur, died.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you, Adam Burns.
Yep.
Clearly it said Graffitas. It clearly said, hey, this is Graffitas. Why did you write Prairie Dog?
Oh, I don't know. That was a different call.
Okay, great.
Somebody said they were prairie dog.
Maybe
it was a later call.
Okay, great.
Anyway, so that was fantastic. We saw a lot of magic. We saw some really good close-up magic, a couple of not as good close-up magic, but it was a really fun evening. We had a really good time. I really enjoyed it because mm-hmm. I love magic.
Mm-hmm. Except unless I do it, in which case then you...
Well, yeah. So Saturday we went to Disney, and the only thing I'm going to say about Disney is... this was the second time Mark and I had gone to Disney, and the second time they canceled the fireworks.
Which means my plan has come to fruition.
One was Disney World, and one was Disneyland. But
now, this is the weirdest. I've never known Disney World to cancel fireworks ever in my life.
Well, they canceled it, and then we got on the tram
uh-huh.
to leave,
uh-huh.
and then they changed their mind.
It. You know what? Here's the thing.
So
in case you know, just so you can know this, all right? In Florida, they will never cancel the fireworks. They will never cancel any show for rain because it rains all the fucking time in Florida. What they do is they do a rain show.
So they literally said the show is canceled. Like they said that.
Then it wasn't a cast member that told you that. Or
No. Over the intercom. We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The blah, 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 fireworks spectacular, whatever they call it, is canceled due to bad weather.
Right, and enjoy instead the rain show.
No, they did not say that. I guarantee you. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That was last year. They canceled the fireworks due to wind.
Yes, because Anna, I don't know if you know, California. I don't know if you know this or not, but Disneyland is completely surrounded by the town of Anaheim. It's like you can, you know, when I'm at the Anaheim Convention Center for BlizzCon, I can see the back part of the Cars facade, right? I mean, it's like Disneyland is right there. It's like right next to you. So it's like, it's not like in Florida where there's like all this nature preserve all the way around that, you know, so if the fire, you know, if the fireworks go straying off somewhere, whatever, it's just going to be out in the woods somewhere. It's like, if it's windy and the fireworks, you know, misfire or whatever, now they're going to be in the middle of a city street or they're going to hit somebody's house or whatever. So it's, they have to, because they're right in the middle of a town, they have a lot different rules that they have to play by in California than they do over in Florida. But this is what I don't understand. I don't understand why you just didn't go see the World of Color, which is a non-fireworks show over at DCA.
Well, one thing is we didn't have time to go to both parks that day. So we decided to buy tickets to Disneyland. And so I didn't want to spend another $100 a piece or whatever to go over there and not get to ride anything because by then it was too late. And we were seeing Phantasm, which I thought was probably similar in production value to the show that was at California, whatever it's called, Adventure.
No, what you were seeing was Phantasmic.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
So we did see Phantasmic, and we
Phantasmic
actually
got is an amazing show. I love Phantasmic.
It is. It was really good. I love the part where the big Mark Twain boat comes by and they have all the characters in it, and
that's
like
the ending of the show. Yeah.
And the Peter Pan boat comes by before that, and they're doing Peter Pan swinging around. Anyway,
now that is exclusive to California, by the way. I'm going to geek out for you just a second here on the Disney piece of this. Is that in Florida, Phantasmic Phantasmic originated in the Magic Kingdom in California, right? So that's why it has the pirate ship incorporated into the show and the Mark Twain incorporated into it, because it was done right there on Tom Sawyer's Island, you know, right across from Tom Sawyer's Island and Rivers of America, and that's where the show takes place. In Florida, they had another park that they had no nighttime show. The Disney Hollywood Studios had no nighttime show, so they built a special arena specifically for Phantasmic there. So it's a special area of the park that you go to that opens in the evening time that you go and you seat, you know, all the way around. So it has a lot more seating. And instead of it being Tom Sawyer's Island, you're looking at, it's kind of like a mock-up of Tom Sawyer's Island that you're looking at. So it's not the actual Mark Twain that comes by. It's a smaller riverboat that,
Where at?
At Disney Hollywood Studios in Florida.
Okay.
And there's no pirate ship. So there's no, the Columbia doesn't exist in, you know, outside of the Magic Kingdom, right? So it's like they don't have it. Actually, we don't have the pirate ship in Florida, just so you know. So the pirate ship is not in the Phantasmic show. So instead, they replace it with this weird kind of montage of the villains laughing. It's just really disturbing. If you've never seen the California show, it doesn't stick out to you. But if you've seen the California show, you're just like, this is really weird. What the fuck? Why are they're all just laughing? It's just really weird. But so there you go. That's the piece of advice. However, one of the most expensive pieces of technology at Disney World,
yes,
is the mechanics between that riverboat.
Yeah.
The fake riverboat. Because the big reveal is that when the spotlight hits the riverboat, the person driving is Steamboat Willie. Uh-huh. Right. So it's black and white Mickey up in the wheelhouse driving.
Yes.
But there is a rule at Disney that you can never see more than one Mickey Mouse ever. And there's a Mickey Mouse on the stage at the time that the riverboat comes out around the corner. So the wheelhouse of the riverboat is completely covered with screens that drop. And so the screens have to not drop until the other mouse has left the stage, and then the spotlights come in. And so it was just like this really big complicated thing to time how these things happen. Because at the end of Phantasmic, Mickey shows back up on top of the mountain, and he was down on the stage. And there's actually a little trap door down on the stage that Mickey falls through that's like really super fast so that they can get the one up top to pop up. So it's really complicated. It's very complicated. Phantasmic is a very complicated show because there are like six different Mickeys, but you can never see more than one Mickey at once, and they'll go out of their way to make sure that that you don't. Isn't that fascinating, really, Adam? Aren't you glad that I told you? Aren't you glad that I imparted this?
I didn't know. Yeah, I am.
On you there. Hello.
Hey guys, this is Mags, and I'm calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. Vern Gagne, I believe is how Lance Erickson used to say it, passed away. He was a Minnesota staple as a wrestler and as a promoter. And I just realized I do not have his age up. 89. He was famous, or infamous more lately, because he inadvertently killed someone in the nursing home by, I believe, suplexing them. But he was the main, he was the first thing that got me into wrestling. He was, the shows were always good and seemed like a neat guy. So thanks. Bye.
Great. There you go. I
don't know who that is.
I don't either, but you know what? Mags doesn't call in very often, and you know what? I know he's coming to Vegas this year, so you know, in the spirit of giving, we'll just go ahead and give it to him.
All right, anyway.
Especially since we got, you know, RT Cruiser just showed up in the chat room.
And he says, what? No calls from me?
RT, we played all of your calls earlier, and I'm sure you'll hear them when you download the show. It'll be great. You'll love it. And remember, send all complaints to Tom in Chicago.
So one last story. So we did Disney. We had a good time. Joe was not feeling well that day, so he didn't go with us, but we had a good time at Disney. Sunday, the only thing I need to tell you about Sunday is,
yes,
the plan was just to go to the beach.
The plan, but you had already gone to the beach.
Well, I mean, to literally hang out at the beach, like
that,
you know.
Yeah, here's when I hear people say that they're gonna like this big Provincetown Bear Week or whatever, where you go up to Provincetown.
Mark likes to lay on the beach.
See, that to me, I would just stick an ice pick in my eye. I can't lay in the sun. I hate that. I hate laying on the beach. That to me is the most boring fucking thing that I could ever possibly imagine.
He likes it. He's from the Philippines. They have a lot of beaches. It's a thing.
Oh no, anyway. A lot of people like it, Adam. I'm just saying that it would just.
So we checked into our hotel. Sunday was the day from hell. Let me tell you. I haven't told anyone this. Joe doesn't know this. You don't know this.
None of us. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a DI Plus exclusive.
Yes.
Yes.
So Sunday, we eat at a Mario Batali restaurant for lunch. So that was good. We check into our hotel. We go make our way to the beach, Laguna Beach.
Yes.
We're going to take some photos before we take our camera phones and all that and his big camera, and we walk down to the beach from the parking space, and we're going to take some photos first, and then we're going to go back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, he wants to stop at a store on the way back to the car. We've taken some photos.
So he being Mittens.
Mark.
Mittens, yes.
Yeah. So I go to pull out my credit card to pay for something because I bought a towel, and I notice my driver's license is not there. Now, the thing is,
yes,
I had only put my driver's license and my credit card in my pocket because I knew they had been asking for my ID a lot in California.
And that's how the magician knew your birthday, because he stole your driver's license. Right, End of story.
So I'm like, oh, I don't have my ID. This is strange. You know, I'm like, well, can I pay you with the credit card because I don't have my ID? So come to find out.
Yes.
I had lost my ID.
Ooh.
Now, this was the last day. We were flying out on Monday.
Yes.
So we were going to have a nice relaxing day on the beach, right? I mean, we were going to lay on the beach. Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Googles what to do, you know, when if you're going to be flying. And one of the things they say is, if you've lost your ID, and one of the things they say is, file a police report. So we immediately go to the police station. Well, first, we must have walked to that beach like 10 times. I asked every lifeguard, every person I could ask. Nobody has seen it. I mean, it probably was like buried in 10 feet of sand by then. So, and I guess it fell out of my pocket when I pulled my phone out or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we spent about 2 hours in the police station. Luckily, I had a picture. Just for those of you who don't know, take a picture of your ID on your phone and leave it on your phone.
Do it right now. Take a picture right now.
It's helpful. So I had a picture of my ID. And so they were able to look it up and find my information and everything. So we do that, and that eats up like 2 hours of our afternoon. We were going to go whale watching as well. We had to completely scratch the whale watching off the trip because we didn't have time. Mm-hmm. I say, okay, Mark, you know, let's go back to the beach. But by then it's like 5:30, and it's starting to get windy and a little bit colder.
Yes,
on the beach. But we're gonna lay there anyway. So
now, if you tell me that they're going to cancel the beach because of the wind,
right? They can't. No. Jaws. You know, everyone out of the water. So we lay our towels next to the water, and I needed to call the TSA. Mm-hmm. So I go back up because the waves were really loud, and I go back up and I call the TSA. I go back down like 10 minutes later, and Mark is standing there holding two very wet beach towels. While I was calling the TSA, he's laying there with his eyes closed, and a wave came up and totally soaked my book, his iPhone, the towels, him, everything that he had there.
Wow.
His iPhone would no longer charge.
Aw.
And luckily it was still working. I had no ID. We've lost all of our time on the beach by this point. Mm-hmm. It was just a horrible, like...
See, this is why I never go to the beach, Adam. It's an evil, dangerous place that's filled with heartache and...
Luckily, I made it home. The person who on Google that wrote the article that said get a police report was correct. When the TSA person saw the police report in my credit card, he was like, "You are so lucky that you got a police report because this is really what I need." And let me write through.
Well, there you go.
So if you don't know, have a picture of your ID on your phone. And
I know that my brother flew to up for Memorial Day last year up to New York, and he had left his ID at home, and they just didn't ask for his ID in Florida. I don't know how.
Wow, that's strange.
Whatever, but he had it FedExed to him, it arrived. It was supposed to arrive the day before they left or whatever. I don't remember the whole story. I just know that it didn't arrive. So it's like the FedEx was there, the package was there, but the FedEx office was closed and they wouldn't let him pick it up there, and he had to catch a flight. And so I don't remember what he did. I mean, he got home.
It is horrible to think that I'm not going to be. I was literally thinking, what other forms of transportation don't ask for ID? Am I going to have to like get Amtrak and spend 2 days on a train? You know, am I going to have to ride a Greyhound bus with a bunch of crackheads, you know, for 3 days? What am I going to have to do? You know, take this rental car, drive it all the way back to Arkansas? You know,
you can still get on. You would have been held up and you might have missed that flight because of you being held up. But you're not the only person in the universe that has happened to. And it's like there's other forms of, I mean, you had your credit cards, you had other forms, you had other people that could vouch for you. And it's like, yeah, that's who that is.
So Tuesday I walked into the DMV here.
Yes.
And I said, I lost my driver's license. And they said, oh, is it renewing soon? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, date of birth. And I gave her that.
You know why you knew the date of birth? Because that mentalist had told you what it was.
She says, date of birth, blah, blah, blah. Okay, $20. Didn't ask me anything else. It was the easiest process I've ever gone. I could have been a terrorist. And they're like, okay, Mr. Burns, here's your new
ID. Now you're giving away. I would rather you give away the magic trick. Now you've just told all the terrorists listening to our podcast that they can get an Adam Burns driver's license.
That was my trip. Anyway, I want to thank Joe Batant. Special thanks.
Can you just hold that thought for one moment? Just relax. Relax, Adam. Relax. Yes, hello.
Hey, guys. It's Taylor. I am calling to let you know that Suzanne Crow, best remembered for playing Tracy Partridge in The Partridge Family, has died in Nevada. She was 52. First time caller. Bye.
Yes. So Suzanne from the Partridge Family. She played Tracy. Remember the little freckled kid that played the tambourine?
I remember because I Googled it.
I heard that on a show the other day.
Is that Taylor the Latte Boy?
That was Taylor the Latte Boy. Now, what show did I hear that? I heard on some podcast the other day they talked about the fact that she had died. Anyway, I don't remember.
So again, special thanks.
Special thanks to
Joe Batant.
Joe Batant for filling in for me when I was unable to do the show, right?
No, for first of all, being a friend. Joe, thank you for being a friend.
Oh, dear God. Yes.
Traveled to LA and back again. Anyway, for being a friend, for taking us to Ellen, it was fantastic, for spending time with us, for taking me to the Magic Castle, really enjoyed it. And also, sorry you were sick the whole time we were there.
And you made him walk around in 105 degree heat while he was sick.
And
you didn't offer him any cucumber water.
Well, that's true. I didn't have any at that point.
Great. So, you know, I was going to talk about this. I don't know that I should now.
You can.
I'm going to talk about it just because it's something that's going to happen this coming weekend. And you and I
know
need
what
to,
it is, but talk about it.
You and I need to. Well, it's right there on the Trello. You and I need to make this decision. So I am actually. So it's Urban Bear Week next weekend in New York City. So I think it's theurbanbear.com.
Is it going to be a bear thing on the beach?
No, it's not on the beach. It's down in Chelsea. So anyway, but there's a big party. There's a party I'm going to Friday night, which is fine. That doesn't affect the show in any way, shape, or form. But then on Sunday, there's a all-day bear fair, which is like down in Chelsea. So it's going to be like a big cook, it's going to be a cookout with a pig roast and a bunch of other things going on. And then all the bars are going to be opening up at like 4 o'clock for their little beer bus things and everything. So I am going to go do that next Sunday. So I was like, I asked you, I was like, well, do you mind, can we just record the show Saturday instead? Because there's a big circuit party Saturday night that I'm not going to. So I will be back in Connecticut Saturday. And you're like, no, no, I'm going to be in St. Louis. And so we need to decide either. Now, here's our choices, Adam. We could just take a week off, which we haven't done in a very long time.
Right.
Or, you know, you could try to find someone to fill in for me. That's also, you know, doable if you would like. However, you know, it's at this point, we've had so many guest hosts come through here. It's like, who's even the original host of the show anymore? We don't know.
I know. So we've done that a lot lately.
Nico wants to know if pig roast is a euphemism for some bear specific. I don't believe so, Nico. I believe it is actually a pig roast.
It is a euphemism.
No, you're thinking of spit roasting, which is that's a slang for a sexual act. No, a pig roast in the sense that they are going to barbecue a pig. I'm trying to read the thing right here. It's like,
it's on
Little West. If you're in the New York City area, you want to go. It's on Little West 12th Street between Washington Street and 10th Avenue from 1 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, May 17th. There's a $10 suggested donation that you want to make. The proceeds are going to go to Marriage Equality USA. And it's basically, there's a bunch of food and you have to pay for the food, but there's, vendors and bears and things. Oh my.
And then, right. Well, then, so, yeah. You know, I honestly don't know what we should. Well, first of all, I don't think we should have another guest co-host because we've done that a couple of times recently.
Yes, we have.
And I think that the people are hungry for the combination of Daniel and Adam. So I don't know if they can stand another guest host this soon.
Right.
I could possibly do Saturday, but I don't know what time I'm going to be home. It's a 5-hour drive. And I don't know what time I'm going to be walking in the door.
And Jay says that we could record early on Sunday, but I'm going to take the train in and stuff, and so I don't necessarily want to wake up early.
So I don't know that we can make the decision today for sure.
No, I was just saying let's just record the show, you and I. We don't have to live stream it or whatever, you know. I'm saying so whatever time you get in Saturday night, it's fine. I mean, it's just
I can do it Saturday night. I just don't know what time I'm
going
to be home.
Oh, I don't care. I'm not going anywhere Saturday. I'll be here.
It might be late. Who knows?
Yeah, but you're an hour behind me, so by definition.
That's true.
And I usually don't go to bed until 2 or 3, so I don't think it's going to be that.
So late. We may or may not do an impromptu show on the stream Saturday night, depending on how late it is.
Right.
Okay.
There you go. I just wanted to say, so I bought, this Friday night party is an underwear party.
Oh.
So I bought some underwear.
I should have gotten you some Ellen underwear.
No, I actually bought some. I asked the Pride 48 expert on jock straps or on sexy underwear, which would be Turnipad. I was just like, give me some, and so he sent me several links. So I bought several different styles of sexy underwear, which will probably look like shit on me because let's face it, I'm old and I'm fat. But I don't know. I will wear them to the club. I don't know that I will actually do the clothes check, and actually I don't know that I will get the guts to actually just, you know, to pull an Adam Burns and just, you know, go out in my underwear. I don't know that but I'm going to wear them there nonetheless.
So. Well, this year Adam Burns is not going to, I'll be at the underwear party in a onesie this year because, I am fat and married now. Well, I'm not married technically, but I am in no shape. Right. Nor was I really in shape last year to wear what I wore, but you know.
Right.
At least Joan. No, she wasn't dead yet. Well, at least she doesn't cover underwear parties on her Fashion Police show, because. All right. So, the thing about elevator doors, Daniel, is that they open and close.
Yes, they do. And on Star Trek, they go.
Right.
Yes.
A point to keep in mind if you're planning to rob someone in an elevator. Deputies in Florida's Broward County say surveillance video shows a man armed with a knife entering an elevator and taking the purse of a 77-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tries to leave and walks smack into the closing elevator door. He eventually does get out and is still at large, but now that his image is circulating nationwide as the object of ridicule, that might not last long.
Mm. What's the dateline on this story?
It happened May. Well, it was posted on May 7th. Is that what the dateline is?
Did he get caught in elevator? Yeah, did he get caught or not? I want to know.
It does not say. There's either this site does not update their stories, but anyway, it was funny. There's a video of it, but this is an audio show. But anyway, there you go. I thought that was funny. Some people, I just think people who are thieves in general are probably stupid most of the time.
Well, yeah, because they're usually on drugs. They're usually just, it's like, all right, so there's, it's not like Ocean's 11 is going on here, right? It's not like there's nine people all organizing, stealing this lady's purse, right? It's like, we got the decoy coming up here. All right, you ready? Ready? Decoy, go. And, you know, it's like, I'm going to cut the power to the elevator, and then I'm going to like turn the lights on, then I'm going to take the purse, and then I'm going to hand it off to the, it's like, really, it's like these are people that just want quick cash for drugs. So it's like, they're not the brightest bulbs on the tree. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but good. But a thing to consider if you're going to rob an old woman on an elevator.
Have a team. Have a team and a plan. Yeah. That's our helpful. And now you know. And knowing is half the battle. That's our words to you. Words of advice to you. If you're going to rob an old lady, have a team and a plan.
You have two choices here. A woman held hostage, and a pizza receipt, or milk and shavings of dead skin.
Oh, yeah, I was doing that.
Did you hear your choices?
I see them here. I'm going to go with the first one, the milk.
The milk. Okay, you don't like these stories generally, but we'll go with it. So Sarah P. Schrock.
That's a fake name. Fake name. All right, go ahead.
Was arrested on Wednesday, May 6th by Deputy First Class Jamie Davis of the St. Mary's Sheriff Office. Mm-hmm. Charging documents allege that Schrock contaminated milk served to family members at her home with shavings of dead skin from her feet. You chose this story, by the way. Schrock was placed under arrest and transported to the St. Mary's County Detention Center, where she was charged with poisoning/contaminating of food, 3 counts of assault, and failure to comply with a peace order.
Poisoning? Her shavings off her feet are poison?
Apparently, the poisoning contaminating of food charge is a felony punishable by up to 25 years in jail.
Wow.
And she looks like somebody that would put
shame. Again, Adam, what? This is an audio show. And by the way, I chose that one because Blind Guy Jay in the chat room says we've already heard the hostage story.
Oh, okay. I just thought that one was interesting.
Okay.
But that's fine.
So what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to try to get back at your employers by putting shavings of your feet into the milk...
This was her family.
Well, in your family, and by putting shavings of your feet in the milk, make sure that don't step in poison first.
Hey, why would you do that? I mean, I would never be sitting there thinking to myself, I'm going to shave off part of my foot and put it in my brother's milk. That would never cross my mind.
But if you were to do it, make sure that you don't step in poison first.
Right. And how did they know? How did they know there were foot shavings in their milk?
I don't know. The whole thing is very problematic is all I'm trying to say, Adam. But that's all right. It's time for us to move on. Jesus Christ. All right. Let's
do this. I don't think that's a birthday song.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yay! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play musical cues for several different people's birthdays, and I, using only my head, brain, and word mouse, will discern whose birthday it is without any help whatsoever from the chat room, unless I get stuck, in which case I will totally cheat. But this is the game. This is how it works. And now, Adam Burns, please hit us with the first musical cue for this week's birthdays.
All right, I will do that. Here we go.
Oh, wow. This is the theme to Murphy Brown.
Yes, Daniel, it is.
Actually, this is the closing theme to Murphy Brown.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's see. I'm going to go with the obvious here and say that it is Edgar Bergen's sister.
I think it's her daughter. His daughter.
Yes, you're right. Is Edgar Bergen's? I was going. Who's the name? Charlie McCarthy's? Is Charlie McCarthy's sister? Is what I was going to say. It's Candace Bergen.
Did you say Edgar Bergen?
I said Edgar Bergen. I thought.
I don't know.
I don't know what I said. All I'm trying to say is
that's correct.
Charlie McCarthy's sister. Now, you were going to buy a dummy in L.A. and that didn't happen, huh?
No, I wasn't going to buy a dummy in L.A. You guys wanted me to buy a birthday or buy a birthday right. to buy a dummy in L.A. I've been looking.
By the way,
that didn't come
through very well. I'll go ahead and toot my own horn.
Oh, it didn't?
All right. Next one.
Is that better?
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, she is Candace Bergen. Actually, you didn't say.
I did.
Oh, the other theme song I was going to play is this one.
Yeah, this is the theme to Boston Legal. Yes.
Yep. All right. Here she's 69 years old and
69 years
one.
Young. Yes. If the problem here is that if I admit that I know that this is Little House on the Prairie, it just makes me really old. The fact that I know
it is Little House on the Prairie.
The theme to Little House on the Prairie. But yes, this is the theme to Little House on the Prairie. And I know that you like to do dead people.
It's not a dead person.
It's not a dead person. So that would lead me to believe that perhaps it's Sarah Gilbert's birthday?
Well, almost.
No?
That's not her name, but...
Oh, what is her name now?
Melissa Gilbert.
Oh, Melissa Gilbert. I'm sorry. Melissa Gilbert. I'm still hearing the theme, but not hearing the ta-da. But sorry, I'll go ahead and I give myself the ta-da there. There we go.
Oh, I know why.
Because it's not ta-da. There you go. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, so Melissa Gilbert is... Wasn't she a druggie at one point?
She was. She was a whore. She was a whore and a druggie.
She played Laura Ingalls Wilder. Was that right?
She did. She played Laura Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie. The book was written by Laura Ingalls Wilder. Here's the thing that I just want to say. Like,
She's 51.
If you're going to be famous, stay away from the drugs. Okay. Go ahead.
Excellent. Okay. Here is our next one. She's 51. I said that already.
Yes, she did.
There you go.
Yes, she did.
All right.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now.
This sounds a lot like, what's her name? Adele.
I'll play one more.
Okay. It is Adele.
Yeah, I just wanted to play it.
That's right. So it is Adele, yes.
Yeah, it's Adela.
Adele.
And she is 27 years old.
27.
All right.
Can I have a fag?
And I'm just going to give you a little hint on the next one because this is a gay person.
Then it's appropriate for me to say, can I have a fag, please?
Yes, this is a fag. And here we go.
This would be, the group here is NSYNC.
Yes, it is.
So that would be the most obvious gay person in NSYNC would, of course, be my ex-boyfriend, Justin Timberlake. But probably you were going for Lance Bass. Yes.
I don't think Justin Timberlake is gay.
Well, not publicly, no. It's just,
he's married, isn't he?
Yeah, well, in quotes, right? He's married to Jessica, right? They've had a baby together. These are all, I'm doing scare quotes. I don't know why. It's an audio show, but.
Yeah. So Justin, oh, no, not Justin Timberlake.
No, it's Lance Bass.
Lance Bass is 36 years old.
36 years young.
I'm a hair older than him. Okay, now here's our last birthday, famous person birthday. You probably don't know this show or this person, but if you're really up to date on the shows, you may.
Okay.
So we'll see how up to date you are.
On what shows?
On stuff.
Okay.
On popular shows. Okay. Streaming shows.
Okay. Here we go. 400 police vehicles came bucking. All right. So this... this is a theme to Unbreakable. Right? The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Right? Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know if you watched that.
I have seen it, yes. By the way, anyone who wants to watch the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, you just have to put up with the first four episodes with her shit, and then it gets better. So it's one of the people, because that Pinot Noir episode, which I think is episode 5, that's when it really starts to hit. So all right, so what are we going for? I'm going to say Tina Fey. Okay. So it's somebody on the show?
It's somebody on the show. It's like the person on the show.
Oh, well, it's Kimmy. I don't know who plays Kimmy Schmidt, but it's her.
Ellie Kemper plays Kimmy Schmidt. She is the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And she's 35.
35.
And I think she used to be in The Office. I believe that is where she became famous. I could be completely wrong, but I believe she was.
Excellent.
In the American version of The Office.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, so let's see. I'm going to go here to, where are we going to go right now? We're going to go to our website, to pride48.com, and see if there's birthdays there that we need to talk about, because I know there were some. We only talk about birthdays after they've happened, right?
Yes. Well, you can do whatever you want. But
No, we only talk about birthdays after. So I'm sorry for those of you on the website that haven't, that are coming up late, because we got a lot of them coming up in May. But the only one of note that happened this past week, I don't want to say it just because I can feel the head swelling already. It's fine. It's Auntie Vera Charles. Auntie Vera Charles had a birthday this past week. She is 50-something. 50-something. She's in her 50s. We'll just go there. She's in her 50s. Happy birthday, Auntie Vera Charles.
Yes, she was in The Office.
Ellie Kemper. Ellie Kemper was.
From 2009 to 2013, mm-hmm. 107 episodes as Erin Hannah.
Wow, there you go. There you go. So happy birthday to everyone. If you would like to have your name read out on your birthday, then make sure you go to the pride48.com website and sign up for an account and click on the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like my birthday to be said on the show.
I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Excellent. It is now the section of the show that everyone loves because they're like, oh, thank God this thing is almost over. We like to call it the contact segment of the show.
No, everyone just likes this segment because they all love the theme song.
Yeah, well, we all love that theme song. Anyway, let's get to our very first.
Like, let's get done with the Kathy Bacon voicemail so we can hear the laser at the end.
Let's get right to our first voicemail here, shall we? Hello.
Hey, Daniel. Good buddy, old pal. How's it going?
Good,
I see you were
good.
In Chicago visiting uh-huh. my
Could you
favorite
pause
cookies.
It for a second?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Commentary.
Yes, I'm sorry. What?
So is Kathy refusing to acknowledge that I'm on the show anymore or to say my name?
Okay, back to the phone call.
They are like the uh-huh. best. Yeah. Okay, so while you were kicking it up with them and ingressing, and I just really want to get a better grasp of ingressing. I think you should do like a 15-minute segment on ingressing.
On ingress, right. Yeah.
And kind of explain it, and I'll take notes. So okay. Anyway, okay. I did start it here in my little town with my son. And okay, so we went around and we captured everything that we could. And did those things. And then it's kind of like, yeah, well, you know, I could go to all these little towns. And what I wanted to do was do it on my motorcycle. And that would be like a fun thing for Gerald and I to do. Well, anyway, I really should do it. I think that's what we're going to do.
Okay, good.
Get nice enough to hear or whatever. We can do both for something to do in the evening. Okay, so anyway, that's not what I'm calling for. So
no.
I'm calling to tell you what I did this weekend. But I'm afraid this is going to hang up on me. So I'm going to hang up and call back and tell you, Daniel, what I did this weekend.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, maybe I will do that because Adam completely dominated the first hour and a half of this show with his tediously long, boring story about his LA vacation. I don't feel comfortable spending 15 minutes talking about Ingress.
We can have a tech segment next week.
Let's get to our next phone call here. I believe it's from Kathy Bacon. Let's find out here. Yes.
Hey, Daniel. It's Bacon. Hey. Yeah. I went to a convention this weekend. It was a cult convention. And we took our daughter with because obviously we're not going to leave her home alone. And we were 100 miles from home. Yes. So anyway, she was with. And unbeknownst to me, she wasn't signed up to attend any of the events. So she's kind of like a latchkey kid stuck in the hotel room or whatever, which is just kind of cheesy, I guess. Anyway, so that's irrelevant, whatever. So anyway.
She's probably stuck in that hotel room using that Tinder program. She's probably like just picking up random guys on Tinder in that hotel room. Don't you think?
She wasn't talking to me, so I wasn't like, she could be. Although, wouldn't it be more interesting if she was on Grindr?
No, Sydney on Grindr? No.
Well, it'd be more interesting.
I'm just saying. She's probably... Now, I know for a fact. Why? I don't want to give someone else's story away. Let's just say that I know that somebody had some special time with Tyler Oakley this last week. I won't say who. I'm not going to say who. All right, let's
Tyler
go.
Oakley?
Yeah, I'm not going to say who, though. All right, let's...
Somebody we know?
Well... All right, let's continue with the call here. Yes, not someone.
Took her along, and we went to the mass, the church or whatever, on Saturday. On Friday. And then I took her, and we went to Starbucks, and I got her food for supper, and I took her to the room and locked her in it. And then I went down to the banquet, and unbeknownst to me, our seats were taken. So we ended up sitting with five or six strangers. Uh-huh. And so we're sitting with these strangers, and at first I stood there, and they're like all apologetic that, you know, I got stuck eating with them or whatever, you know, and I'm just like, hey, no, you know what, this is like, I'm the luckiest girl in the room, I get all you guys, you know, and we're just like kind of joking or whatever. And so started kind of harassing a couple of the guys about they're eating their dessert before the food was served or whatever. And obviously there's like happy hour and there were some speeches and stuff like that or whatever. So anyway, that's all done.
This sounds great.
And daughter is in the room and she's like bored to death and she's texting me and my phone's just blowing up. And so I'm sharing with the guy sitting next to me this picture that she sent me of a photo album, scrapbook. And there's $20 bills, and it was somebody's graduation gift or whatever, and she told me that I could get her this for graduation. Well, she graduates in 4 years. So this was Friday night. So I showed this to this guy sitting next to me, and we're laughing. He's talking about his granddaughter, who's about the same age as my daughter or whatever. So anyway, we're talking. The next night, when we were going to the banquet, I decided that I would just kind of be snarky and funny or whatever, and I bought a baker's dozen of chocolate chip cookies from McDonald's, and yes, I did ask if they had dip cones, and they didn't. So I bought the baker's dozen of chocolate chip cookies, and I took them around the room, and this particular guy, Greg, he pretended like he didn't see me, and I'm like, you are rude, and you are not getting any cookies, and I did not give him a cookie, but I gave the other guys that we were sitting with cookies, and they were like all happy or whatever, and then people were blowing up Gerald's phone saying, give me a cookie, you know, whatever. So anyway, we shared the cookies, and when I was leaving on Saturday night, that Greg guy came up to me and he gave me $20 and he held the $20 up in front of him and he said, take a picture of me with this and start your daughter's scrapbook. And that was just nice. I love nice people. I love when people do nice things and it kind of like gives me faith and hope for humanity. Uh-huh. Of course, then I listen to your show with Joe Batamson and I lose all of it. But anyway.
Right. Oh, it cut her off there. It cut her off there.
So if I give her $20,
no.
She start referring to me again?
Yeah. All right. I got a plan. But let's get through the last phone call.
Okay.
Then I got a plan. Everyone can play along with this plan here, because you know if you're going to call into this show and waste our time for 3 minutes, we're going to get back at you. All right. Yeah. Let's go on to our final phone call here, which I believe also comes in from Kathy Bacon, probably because she got cut off. Let's see what it is here. Hello.
Oh, Daniel, it's Kathy Bacon. Uh-huh. Someone I love died.
Aww.
My friend, we were like inseparable in fourth, fifth, sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
And then we separated probably at seventh grade. But anyway, her dad and her mom babysat me. He was awesome. Great father. Five kids, four still living, and a bunch of grandkids. But anyway, Andy died, and
Yeah, I went to the funeral today, and he was really somebody I loved. So anyway, his wife babysat me when I was little, like little as in age-wise, two-ish, mm-hmm. two to three or four. And as a matter of fact, such a close family that my husband was a lector and an usher for the service today. So
nice.
Anyway...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that someone that you like died.
We're sorry for your loss, but no $2.
I don't think she's calling for it. All right, here's what I want you to do, Adam. This is what I want you to do. And everyone in the chat room also, and everyone listening to this show, what I need you to do is at some point in time, you know, get a coworker or get a friend of yours, whatever, to take a picture of you holding up a $20 bill. Just, you know, holding up a $20 bill. And then we're just email it to, does Kathy Bacon have an email address? Or just, you know,
I'm sure she does, but I don't know it.
Let's see. Email it to me. Email it to daniel@pride48.com. Just email those to me and I will get them all. I will forward them all to her. But the thing is that basically you don't need to send her the $20. She can replace the $20 herself. I'm just saying. In other words, here's a chance for you to cost Kathy Bacon $20. Is by helping her make her daughter's. You could use Twitter too. You could tweet them to her. That's correct. Yes, you could tweet them at Kathy Bacon. Or if you want to send them to me, I will make sure they get $400. Just take a picture of yourself holding a $20 bill, and then Sydney will think we're all giving her $20, but in fact, it's going to have to be Kathy Bacon. It's going to have to like cover the bill. So we got like 4 years. We could run up quite the bill. In 4 years.
So do we need to tweet them to Sydney then? Because
No. Oh, that's right. Because Kathy might hide them from. No, yeah. I don't think any. No one under the age of 40 uses Twitter. I'm sorry. I don't think Sydney's on Twitter. But I'm just saying. That's what I say we do. We just take pictures of ourselves holding the $20 bill. And there you go. Maybe a $2 bill 10 times, says Cyclone in the chat room. Yes, if you, any combination that you would like to do there to help with Sydney's graduation present. This is going to happen in 4 years. And basically, Kathy Bacon will have to cover the bill. So it'll be great. It will finally cost her money, and then she'll have to get rid of that boat. She's very 1%. She's got a lot of money. So let's help her spend it. Anyway, there you go, Adam. Those were our voicemails for the week. I'm very happy that thanks to everyone that called in. By everyone, I mean 3, 2, 1. Kathy Bacon.
Kathy Bacon.
Right. So that was.
And I got no voicemails this week because
you got none.
They were all to you.
They were to me, and we had. It's been quite the night, Adam. Coming back has been quite the night here. Me being back, you being back, it's been quite the night. We've let's review. We've learned every seedy little detail about your trip to LA. And by the way, if you haven't heard all the details about Adam's trip to LA, I'm pretty sure you could probably listen to the latest episode of Catching Up. And there's probably some additional details there. I'm just saying, whatever. Now, if you, by the way, if you have any interest in hearing about my story from this past Thursday night where I met Katya from RuPaul's Drag Race, you'll have to listen to the RuPaul's Drag Race recap show that I do every week with Joe Batance and Donna Sugars. That will be coming up later this week. But
shameless promotion.
I did meet Katya. She's amazing. Anyway, here's the thing, Adam, is we've added $50 to the Death Phone Fund just by, making Tom from Tom and Terry in Chicago very happy by basically hanging up on RT every time that he called. So we did that 10 times and we got there. We had several people that called in with actual deaths. We're all caught up now. We have all our voices. Yeah. So everything is there. We're good, Adam. We're really good. And there you go. It's that should teach you then that there should be no pandering, RT. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
And I apologize to the listeners if that was too many details, but...
Hey, Adam, it was fine. I was making a joke. It's fine. It's fine.
And I had no idea how to say that title that you just said, so I'm glad you did it. I don't even know if I know what pandering means exactly.
I don't think you do either, because you basically put a picture of a panda on the last show or whatnot, so there you go. Excellent. You know what? I don't think we had a four-way tie. Oh, wait, no. There you go. There's nothing here. That's all I'm saying.
Did we not say the...
I just did. So there you go. Excellent. So, Adam, it was great talking to you again. I'm glad. We'll either have a show early next week or we won't. It won't affect anyone there. Just watch Twitter and whatever. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.